When the letter of Ibn Ziyad reached Yazid ibn Muawiyah and he got acquainted with the story, he wrote a reply and ordered that the heads of Husayn alayhi salam and the martyrs and the women and family members and bags of Imam be sent to him. Ibn Ziyad called Muhaffar ibn Salabi and handed over the heads and the prisoners to him. The evil-hearted Muhaffar drove the prisoners savagely towards Sham. Ibn Lahiyya has narrated, from which we are quoting below to the required extent. He says, I was going round Kaaba when I met a man who was wailing, O Allah, forgive me, but I do not see to be forgiven. I told him, O servant of Allah, fear Allah and do not say so, because even if your sins are more than drops of rain or leaves of all trees, and you pray Allah for pardon, Allah will forgive you, and He is the all-forgiving and the most merciful. He told me, come close to me so that I may tell you my story. So I went close to him. He said, we were 50 men who were proceeding to Sham carrying the holy head of Husayn alayhi salam. As night fell, we put the head in the midst of a coffin and engaged in wine drinking nearby. That night, my friends were drunk, but I did not drink. As the curtain of darkness fell on us and lightning began, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Ishaq, Ismail, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down along with Jibreel and a group of angels. Jibreel approached the coffin, took out the holy head from it, pressed it to his chest and kissed it. All the prophets did likewise, and the holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wept by the side of the blessed head, and the other messengers consoled. Jibreel submitted the proposal, O Muhammad, Allah Almighty has commanded me regarding your ummah that I should do as you like. If you order, I may shake the earth severely, making it topsy-turvy, as was done by the ummah of Lut. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, No, Jibreel, because I have made an endowment with Allah about them. The narrator says, when the caravan of the prisoners came near Damascus, Umm Kulthum approached Shamr and said, I have something to say to you. He asked, What do you need? She replied, When you intend to make us enter the city, usher us from a gate where there are less observers and issue order to take the heads of the martyrs out of the camel litters and to keep them away from us, because we have been much disgraced in the eyes of the people. Shamr, due to his internal malice, gave an opposite order. The heads were placed on the ends of spear and put in the midst of camel litters, and the prisoners were thus paraded up to the gate of Damascus, and thenceforth to the gate of the Grand Mosque, and then they were confined to the detention quarters. It is mentioned in one narration that when an elderly Muslim saw the holy head of Husayn alayhi salam, he hid himself from the public of Syria for 1 month. Thereafter, when people saw him, they asked the reason. He replied, Did you not see what fell on us? Then he recited the following prose. O son of the daughter of Muhammad, they brought your head drenched in your blood. Thus they have, O son of the daughter of Muhammad, they have as if openly and intentionally killed the Prophet. They killed you keeping you thirsty and did not pay any heed to the Tanzil and Ta'wil interpretations of the Quran. While killing you they said, Allahu Akbar. Verily, by killing you they have killed Takbir, Allahu Akbar, and Tahleel, La ilaha illallah. The narrator says, an old man approached the women folk and household of Hussein alayhi salam when they all were in the same place. Then he said, praise be to Allah who killed and destroyed you, and relieved the city from the existence of your men, and imposed the order of Amirul Mu'mineen on you. Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam told him, O old man, have you narrated Quran? He replied, yes. Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam said, did you understand this verse? Say, I do not expect from you anything as wage except friendship with relatives. He replied, I have read this verse. The Imam said, we are the Zabal Warba, the relatives of the Prophet. O old man, have you read in Bani Israel chapter this verse? Observe the rites of Zabal Warba. The old man replied, I have read it. Imam alayhi salam said, we are the Qurba, O Sheikh. Have you read this verse? And let it be known that whatever booty you may get from everything, then truly one-fifth of it is for Allah and Prophet and Zabal Qurba. The old man said, yes. The Imam said, we are the Qurba, O Sheikh. Have you read this verse? Indeed, Allah intended to remove impurity from you, O Ahlul Bayt, and to purify you in the best purification. The old man replied, I have read it. The Imam then said, O Shaykh, we are the Ahlul Bayt whom Allah Almighty has identified through this verse. The narrator says the old man kept quiet. He was feeling ashamed for what he had said. Then he asked, tell me by Allah, are you the same? Sajjad alayhi salam replied, by Allah, we are the same. I swear by the right of our grandfather that without any doubt, we are the same. The narrator says, the old man wept, threw his turban on the ground, then raised his head towards the sky and said, O Allah, I am fed up of the enemies of the Ali Muhammad, be from jinn or human beings. Then he submitted, is there any scope of repentance for me? The Imam replied, yes. If you repent, Allah will accept your repentance and you will be with us. The old man then said, I repent. The story of this old man reached Yazid. He ordered for his execution and he was killed. The narrator says, thereafter that family and the women folk of Hussein alayhi salam and the prisoners were brought to Yazid bound in ropes. And they stood before Yazid in this condition. Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam said, O Yazid, by God, what do you think about the Prophet if he sees us in this condition? And made the women folk go behind so that they may not see. Zainul Abidin alayhi salam looked at the head and grief overtook him. When Zainab saw the head of her brother, she tore her collar, cried in a sorrowful voice that injured human hearts, and said, O Husayn, O the beloved of the Prophet of Allah, O son of Mecca and Medina, O son of Fatima al-Zahra, the lady of the women of paradise, O son of the daughter of Mustafa. The narrator says, By Allah, everyone in the audience wept, but Yazid remained undisturbed. The woman of Bani Hashim, who was in the palace of Yazid, began to mourn and said, Ya Husayn, Ya Habib, Ya Sayyid Ahl al-Bayt, Ya Ibn Muhammad, O hope and shelter of the guardianless women and orphan children, O the one who has been killed by the bastards. All wept loudly. The narrator says, Then Yazid called the whipper and whipped the front teeth from Husayn's face. Abu Barz Aslami looked at Yazid and said, Woe unto you, O Yazid! Do you whip the lips and teeth of Husayn, son of Fatima alayhi salam? I bear witness that I have seen the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam kissing the lips and teeth of Husayn and his brother Hassan alayhi salam, and kissing them while saying, You too are the leaders of the youths of paradise. Allah will kill your killer and will curse him, and he has prepared hell for him. What a bad end. The narrator says, The dirty heart of Yazid frowned and ordered him to be dragged out harshly. Then Yazid began to sing the poems of the poet Ibn al-Zabari. Alas for my forefathers who were killed in Badr, who had heard the wailing of Khazraj due to the pain of spear wounds. So now you rise up and glance and say, O Yazid, may your hand not be paralyzed. We killed their heads and chiefs and took that revenge of Bat. Hashemites played with the kingdom because neither any divine news had come, nor was there any revelation. I may not be considered as belonging to my tribe if I do not take the revenge from the sons of Ahmad for what they did. The narrator says, Zainab, daughter of Ali alayhi salam, got up and said, Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and blessings on Muhammad and on all the members of his family. Allah told the truth, that the end of those who did bad deeds is bad, because they denied the verses of Allah and mocked them. O Yazid, do you think that it is a matter of pride for you that you captured us and made us move like slave maids, and that it is a disgrace to us? Does all this make you rejoice as you have prepared the world for yourself? You imagine that everything has been arranged properly for you, and that the kingdom and the country is now in your favor. Take respite for a while, but you have forgotten the word of Allah, who has said, And do not let the disbelievers think that our respite, the postponement of their punishment, is good for them, and they will enjoy life through it. We postpone the punishment only for that they may increase their sinfulness. And for them, there is a disgraceful torment because of their sins. Is this just, O Son of the Liberated, that your wives and slave girls should remain covered from the public, and the daughters of the Prophet of Allah remain as captives? You tore their veils, revealed their faces, and drove them from town to town like enemies. You degraded them in public view. You made people look at them while their guardians and helpers were not with them. What can one expect from the son of the one who chewed the liver of pious persons, and whose flesh was nourished by the blood of martyrs? Due to enmity towards us, Ahlul Bayt, how much harshness can one display? Who looks at us only with vengeance, and then, without realizing, you utter such sinful words? Your elders rise and dance and tell you, O Yazid, may your hand not be paralyzed, whereas you whip on the teeth of Abi Abdullah alayhi salam. Why should you not say so? By shedding the blood of the progeny of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who were the shining stars on the earth, you have driven his family to extremities, and now you are remembering your ancestors, and in your imagination calling them? O Yazid, very soon you will join them, and on that day you will wish and say, Alas, I wish I had been paralyzed and would not have uttered what I uttered and should not have done what I did. O Allah, restore our rights and take revenge from those who oppressed us, and send your wrath on those who shed our blood and killed our supporters. O Yazid, by Allah, you have skinned none but yourself, and have cut only your own flesh. No doubt, you will be brought before the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, having shed the blood of his progeny and tore the curtain of the honor of their progeny. And that will be the time and place when Allah will gather them and remove their anxieties and restore their rights. Do not think those killed in the path of Allah are dead. They are alive, getting provision near their Lord. O Yazid, it is sufficient for you that Allah is the judge and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is your enemy and avenger of blood, with Jibreel as his supporter. The one who deceived you and who imposed you as the head of Muslims shall soon know how bad his selection of succession was, and shall realize which one's dwelling place is worst and more weaker. O Yazid, though I have suffered many calamities from you, I consider you valueless and your tragedy great, and so also your blame big. What to do? The eyes are tearful and the soul's burning. Wonder, O wonder! Killing of the party of Allah by the hands of the party of Tulagha Satan is rare. Our blood is dripping from your dirty hands. Your unclean mouths are devouring our flesh. Those holy and pious bodies are facing the attacks of rapacious wolves, and the hyenas leave no trace of them. If you have caught us as war booty, then very soon it will prove to be a fine instead of booty. On that day, you will not get anything except what your hand sent forth, and your Lord is not cruel to his servants, and all complaints are before Allah. Carry out whatever fraud or betrayal and effort is in your mind. By Allah,
You will never be able to erase our name and fade out our revelation as you did not perceive our time.
This shameful blot will not be removed from you. Is it not that it's just your own viewpoint and wrong? Your days numbered and limited, and your group shall soon sear. Yes, it will be so on the day when it will be proclaimed, now the curse is upon the unjust people. So all praise be for Allah, who destined salvation bliss for the first and martyrdom and mercy for the last among us. We appeal to Allah, so that He may complete the reward and multiply its causes, and restore the Caliphate duly to us, as He is kind and merciful. Allah is sufficient for us. He is the best of the executors.
Yazid, may the curse of Allah be upon him, said,
Wailing of the wailing women is nice, and how insignificant if they die.
The narrator says, Yazid consulted the Syrians regarding the fate of Ahlul Bayt. The Syrians, may the curse of Allah be upon them, said, Deal with them like dogs. Nu'man ibn Bashir said, Do with them as the Holy Prophet behaved with them. A Syrian man looked at Fatima, daughter of Hussein alayhis salam, and said,
O Amir, give this girl to me.
Fatima told her aunt, I became an orphan and now a slave girl.
Zainab alayhis salam said,
No, such a greatness is not for this lowed fellow.
The Syrian said,
Who is this girl?
Yazid, may the curse of Allah be upon him, said,
She is Fatima, daughter of Hussein, and this one is also Zainab, daughter of Ali.
The Syrian said, Of Hussein, the son of Fatima and Ali ibn Abi Talib?
Yazid said, Yes.
The Syrian then said,
May Allah curse you, O Yazid! You are killing the progeny of the Prophet and imprisoning their offspring. By Allah, I only thought that they are disbelieving prisoners of war.
Yazid then said,
By Allah, I will add you with them.
Then he ordered and the Syrian was killed. The narrator says, Then Yazid, may the curse of Allah be upon him, called the speaker and ordered him to imprecate Hussein and his father, alayhim as-salam. The speaker went up the pulpit and condemned Amir al-Mu'mineen and Hussein the martyr, alayhim as-salam, and praised Muawiyah and Yazid extensively. Ali ibn al-Hussein, alayhis salam, cried out,
O speaker! You have purchased pleasure of the created by inviting wrath of the Creator. Verily, your abode will be in hellfire.
The narrator says, Thereafter Yazid, may the curse of Allah be upon him, called the speaker and ordered him to use bad words for Hussein and his father, alayhim as-salam, from the pulpit. Accordingly, the speaker went up the pulpit and used extremely bad words for Amir al-Mu'mineen and Hussein alayhim as-salam, and sang extensive praise for Muawiyah and Yazid. Ali ibn al-Hussein alayhi as-salam raised his voice and said,
O speaker, you have bought the pleasure of the creation by inviting the Creator's wrath. Verily, your abode will be in the hellfire.
How true has Ibn Sanan Khafaji said in his poem, in the praise of Amir al-Mu'mineen and his son, alayhim as-salam.
Are you abusing Ali from the top of the pulpit? Though this pulpit has been raised with the help of the sword of Ali alayhi salam,
the narrator says, it was on that day that Yazid may the curse of Allah be upon him, gave a promise to Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam that he would fulfill three of his requests. Then Yazid ordered that the Ahlul Bayt be lodged in a place where they were not sheltered from heat and cold of seasons. They were kept therein for such a long duration that their holy faces cracked. So they went on mourning Husayn alayhi salam during their prolonged stay in Damascus. Sakina says, on the fourth day of our stay, I saw in a dream, there was a lady in the camel litter. She had placed her hand on her head. I asked about her. It was said, she was Fatima, daughter of Muhammad. I said to myself, I should go beside her and tell her what had befallen us. So I rushed to meet her, stood by her, wept and said, Oh, my mother, by Allah, they denied our rights and scattered our community. Oh, mother, they considered the violation of our honor permissible. Oh, mother, by Allah, they killed my father. She said, Oh, Sakina, hold your breath. You have torn my heart, wounded my liver. This is the shirt of your father Husayn that will not get separated from me until I meet Allah. Ibn Lahi'a has narrated from Abil Asfad Muhammad ibn Abdul Rahman that he said, I met Ra'asul Jalut, the chief of Jews. He said, I am in the 70th generation of Dawood alayhi salam. Yet the Jews honor and pay respect to me. Between you and your prophet the distance is not more than one generation, and you killed his sons. Zainul Abidin alayhi salam is reported to have said, when they brought the head of Husayn alayhi salam to Yazid, may the curse of Allah be upon him, he arranged a drinking party, placed the holy head near him, and drank. One day, the ambassador of Rome, who was among the nobles of Rome, told Yazid, O King of Arabia, whose head is this? Yazid asked, What have you to do with it? The ambassador said, When I return to my country, the king will inquire about everything. I would like to narrate this story of this head so that he may also share your joy. Yazid said, This is the head of Husayn, son of Ali ibn Abi Talib. The ambassador said, Who is his mother? Yazid replied, Fatima, daughter of the Prophet of Allah. The ambassador then said, Damn with you and your faith. My faith is better than your faith, because my father is from the descent of Dawood alayhi salam and from his race, and there is a lengthy time span between them and me. Yet the Christians give me respect and pick up dust from beneath my footsteps as an auspicious gift only because I am a descendant of Dawood. And you are killing the son of the daughter of your prophet, whereas the distance between him and your prophet is only one mother. What kind of a religion do you follow? Then he asked Yazid, Have you heard the story of the church of Hafir? Yazid said, Tell me. The ambassador said, There's a sea between Amman and China. It takes 6 months to cross it. There is no habitation therein except for an island in the midst of the sea, which is an area of 500 kilometers in length and 500 kilometers in breadth. No city on the surface of the earth is greater than that. Camphor and ruby are exported from there. It is in the hands of Christians, and their king is a Christian too. There are many churches in it, the biggest being the Church of Hafir. On its altar hangs a small golden box having a hoof mark. It is said that it is the hoof of the donkey that Isa alayhis salam rode. They have decorated it in a golden frame and brocade. Every year a large number of Christians visit it, go round it, kiss it, and standing near it, pray to Almighty Allah for the fulfillment of their needs. This honor and tradition of theirs is for the hoof of the donkey of Isa alayhis salam, and it is for a place where, according to them, is the mark of the hoof of the donkey on which their prophet used to ride. And you are killing the son of the daughter of your prophet. Allah will not bless either you or your religion. The hostile Yazid said, "Kill this Christian so that he may not disgrace us in his country." When the Christian perceived this intention, he asked, "Do you intend to kill me?" Yazid replied, "Yes." The Christian said, "Know that last night I saw your prophet in my dream, and he was saying, 'O Christian, you are a man of paradise.' I became very pleased by his word. Now I witness that there is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah." Then he rushed towards the head of Husayn alayhi salam, pressed it against his chest and began to kiss it, and while doing so, became a martyr. The narrator says, "One day Zainul Abidin alayhi salam went to the bazaar of Damascus, where Minhal ibn Amr rushed to welcome him and said, 'O son of the Prophet, how did you pass the night?' He replied, 'Like Bani Israel in the hands of the people of Pharaoh, who killed their sons and kept their daughters alive.' O Minhal, the Arabs always used to take pride over the non-Arabs, saying Muhammad was from Arabia, and the Quraysh used to take pride over other Arab tribes, telling them that Muhammad was from them. Yet we, the family of the Holy Prophet, are homeless. We are being tortured and killed. So, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un, over whatever has befallen us, Minhal." How nice has Mahyar composed the couplets. "They honored the wooden planks of the Prophet's pulpit, but tossed beneath their feet the Prophet's children. On what basis should the Prophet's children follow you, while you take pride in being his companions and followers?"